everybody. Can you hear me? Can you hear? Is this on? Do I have to talk really close? I'll talk really loud. Welcome back to our second performance of Truth Be Told after the COVID quarantine. This one has definitely got me a lot more excited. I'm very, very happy about tonight's event. The theme for tonight is It's a Small World, which has been in my head for the whole. It's hard not to think of the incredibly tedious but glorious It's a Small World ride at Disneyland. I don't know if anyone's seen it. I had the great good fortune of going on it one time, and it is every bit as tedious and wonderful as you can imagine. I'd moved out to L.A. for about just a few months to see if I wanted to move to L.A., which was a really good choice because I did not want to move to L.A. But my best friend from high school, Tim, he was going to college in Boston, and he found out I was going to L.A. He said, "Well, my girlfriend Ruthie just moved to L.A. You guys should hook up." So we met up one night at a theater performance, and then after the performance, we were driving home, and she pulled over on the side of the road, and I was fearful something was wrong. I pulled up behind her, and she got out of the car, and she came back and climbed into the passenger seat and grabbed me and started kissing me, which she's a wonderful person, and it ended every bit as badly as you can imagine. But while we were in L.A., we spent a few months together there, and one day she asked if she said, "You know, school's starting up on Monday, we should go to Disneyland because it's going to be dead." And she was absolutely right. We went to Disneyland. We got there late in the afternoon, and we literally could just like run from one ride to another and just walk right onto the ride. It was stunning. We got so much done in very little time. But one of my favorite memories, I don't know exactly why I'm saying this, but I love this memory so much. They had this giant pirate ship ride, and it's just a kind of a family ride. It just swings back and forth, and it's made so that all the seats face toward the center. And so we ran, and you know, there was no one there. We got on it, and then these two teenage boys get on it, and we sat like high up on one end, and they sat up high up on the other end, and it just starts to swing, and it's boring, and all you're doing is looking at the people across from you. And I was staring at the boys, and I said, "I 100% know that these guys are probably seniors in high school, and they skipped their first day of school just to go to Disneyland." And I told my best friend's girlfriend, Ruthie, at the time, I told her, "You know, that's exactly what Tim and I would have done. We were that kind of just rebellious and nerdy." And I was like, "God, that is." So cool and so respectful that they're doing that. And she just looked at me. She said, "Well, we should give them a memory to take back to high school with them." So the ship swung up our end, and as it was going up in the air, she pulled up her top and her bra, and she flashed them. And then as the ship began to go back down again, she pulled it back down again, and it went up the other side. And then it went up again, and she did it again. So now she's committed to the bit. And the ship went back down, and the shirt came back down. And the operator of the ride clearly knew, was watching this. He had, what else would he have been doing? And the ride just went on and on and on. And Ruthie, God bless her heart, she was in for the long haul. And so this kept happening. And the ride ended, and the boys kind of nervously kind of left, and we kind of walked away holding hands and laughing about it. It was such like this selfless act of exhibitionism about it, and I know that it made like those two guys, young guys, lie. I know that they've told this story somewhere out there in this small world. That story has been told who knows how many times. So that's my little experience at Disneyland.